I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Ken Brokaw on the line. He's the CEO and founder of Fast Track. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at Fast Track, but before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. How'd you get started as an entrepreneur and in business?
I would say I got interested in entrepreneurship at an early age. My mother actually runs a cleaning business, and I actually got to see the freedom that entrepreneurship provides, where, you know, she didn't miss any of my soccer games or basketball games, and if I were to be sick at school, she was able to come get me. And I saw that she basically had the power to control her lifestyle, how busy or how less busy she would want it. So that's how I got into entrepreneurship.
So there's some younger entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs listening right now. And, you know, they may be considering launching their first business or maybe they're into their first business. What kind of advice would you give that person?
Well, I first got into entrepreneurship for that freedom, right? So I would advise entrepreneurs to realize that although freedom is something entrepreneurs strive for, that understand entrepreneurs. I love this saying. I heard it. I can't remember where I exactly heard it, but entrepreneurs work 80 hours to work 40 hours or less, right? So you're gonna put a lot of time and effort into launching your business. Don't expect it to launch and then just walk away from the computer and print money, right? You do really have to put time and effort into systemizing and scaling your business at the very beginning. But again, we work 80 hours to work less than 40, right?
No, I love it. I love it. It's a great mindset, and it's realistic. I think the problem with a lot of people when they're first going out is they think that you're right. They don't think maybe that it is going to be that 80 hour plus week or longer for an extended period of time to really break through the market and the noise to, you know, scale a business and make sure that you're on the right track. And it might take a couple of businesses, frankly. So you're not always going to do that on the first one. So Ken, if you were, let's transition a bit. I want to get into more about what you're doing over at Fast Track. So what kind of clients are you helping and what kind of things are you helping them with?
So we developed Fast Track to help B2B business owners become more financially stable or aware of their business credit. What most business owners do not understand is that business credit is something completely separate than personal credit, where if you and I go get an automotive loan or a mortgage or anything like that, it's automatically reported to the credit bureaus on the personal side because it's mandated by law. What business owners don't realize is that that is not mandated on the business side. So ultimately, business owners have to start reporting their financial transactions or financial loans to a credit bureau oftentimes. Sometimes it is automated depending on who you get that loan from. But even if you connect with suppliers or vendors where you have net 30, net 60, sometimes those vendors or suppliers do not report to credit bureaus for the business side of things. So we want to help business owners become a little bit more knowledgeable, because we believe that with great business credit, you can make sound financial decisions in the future and for your business. And ultimately, when it comes to financial products, a lot of business owners, when they do need some type of financial product, it's are ultimately too late to start establishing business credit when they do ultimately need that financial product. So we launched Fast Track to help equipment leasing industry first, and actually just recently launched a division called FastFunds.com to ultimately tailor to those business owners and help them monitor their business credit and ultimately get anything from business credit cards to lines of credit, working capital, you name it, we have it.
Wow, that's great. And so now you've obviously, you assess the industry, you work with a lot of different types of companies. What do you think some of the big mistakes are that business owners do in kind of building their credit line up?
I think one of the largest mistakes is that they don't really think about it at the very beginning, right? When you're starting a business, you have so many different things to do, right? You register your name and you're ready to go. One of the first things people really do is worry about their website or marketing collateral, really trying to establish those partnerships, et cetera. And they really just don't even think about, you know, their business credit. If you think about, you know, back when you were 18 years old and got your first credit card, you didn't really necessarily think about credit either, right? I think my first one was, I went off to college and needed like a Lowe's or Home Depot credit card. I got a whopping $1,500, I believe. But I had no idea it was really reporting to a credit bureau agency and helping me establish credit. And until I went to a bank and I was like, you know what, I need more than $3,000 because my car broke down. And they're like, yeah, you're only approved for $1,000. And I'm like, well, what do I do? They're like, sorry, we can't help you. But if I would have established that credit earlier in my age, I would have been better off. And so that's what I don't want to happen to any business owners. I think they need to realize that, you know, getting an EIN number, making sure all of your suppliers and vendors are reporting to those credit bureaus, actually establishing some type of business credit card as opposed to a personal credit card and start separating those finances is extremely important for every business owner to at least understand.
No, that makes so much sense. And just thinking about it, you know, you're right. When people start their business, the last thing they're thinking about today, which is smart, of course. You do have to make it work today. But you know, you find yourself down the line, and you can see it. It happens time and time again. The first time you're going to start thinking about it is when you need it, and then it's too late, right?
Exactly. And that's what we don't want.
No, that's great. So if somebody's listening to this, Ken, and they want more information on Fast Track and resources in the Connect, what's the best route for them to do that?
So the best route is certainly to go to our two websites, our main one being fasttrack.com, which is spelled F-A-A-S, so there's two A's, T-R-A-K.com. And then the division that we just launched is Fast Funds, so spelled the same F-A-A-S. F-U-N-D-S. So if you are a business owner interested in monitoring your business credit or access to that type of platform, Fast Funds would certainly be better for you. Fast Track is ultimately a software platform strictly for the equipment leasing industry, so a little bit more niche.
That's great. Well, hey, Ken, I really appreciate you coming on the show today and telling us a little bit more about your background and also tips for success and about the businesses you have going on. So congrats on all of that. To the listeners, as always, I hope you got a lot of value out of this. I sure did. So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review. Do all those things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And, Ken, thanks again for coming on the show.